Hello.
Hi, Demetrius. It's Nadine.
Hey.
How are you?
How you doing? Good.
I'm good. It's going good. I'm feeling better. You know, I've been drinking my liquids.
Nice. There you go.
You know, these things like to linger around sometimes.
Yeah, it always does. So, about how much in total is this going to be?
Okay. So we were talking about the Premier Platinum package. So to get started, it's going to be $598 because it includes the first month at $499 and then the $99 setup fee. Okay. Every month after that, then it's just $499 month to month. Okay. We're not charging you per call or per job or anything like that. It's a fixed flat rate. Whether you're with us, Dimitri, 6 months or 6 years, your price will never change.
Okay. And then you guys have stats to back up, like how successful people get from it?
Absolutely. In fact, so with this particular package, you're also going to have a customized tracking and reporting system, which for me is the beauty of the program. You have to be able to track your results, see the keywords you're listed for, view your profiles, how many phone calls you're receiving. So you're going to have that tracking and reporting system. We don't want you just taking our word for it, you know, that it's working. We want you to be able to track that as well. Okay?
And I'm assuming that I'm probably not going to get too many calls until I get some reviews on there.
Not necessarily. So let me explain, right? So the way it's going to work, okay, when we're talking about the Premier Platinum package, because that's the one that we were discussing about with the Google Ads, the Google Local Map, the directory submission. We were also going to do a website for you as well, if I'm correct.
Yes.
And then we're also going to do the voice-activated searches, so making sure you're being found through mobile devices, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, you know, Siri, iPhones, Androids, tablets. We're covering all of that, right?
Yes.
So with that package, the calls are going to come directly to you. So, again, you're not being charged per call. How they're going to find you is by your keywords and your search terms, right, pertaining to the services that you provide. Now, it's not really so much about the reviews, but one thing I will tell you, we also help you with reviews. So we create you a tiny little URL. So this way you can start sending it off to your past clients, your current clients, ask them to leave you a review. They click on that
link.
They leave you 5 stars. They don't even have to put a comment, and it will post to your Google profile page. It's super important, I see, for you to have reviews because it's like the modern day word of mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Before, back in the day, my dad would call his brother-in-law, or he'd call his brother, hey, you know a good contractor? Nowadays, it's not even like that. Nowadays, it's like everybody's going on Google looking for what they need. So that's where we make sure that you're capturing those calls, right? At the moment, when they're looking for your services. Now, Google does offer another type of program. It is called Google Guaranteed, and that's where you pay per lead. And the lead is sent to you in the form of a phone call, though. You don't share it with anyone else, okay? Google Guaranteed, that takes about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved, and then you have certain requirements. I recommend you start with this package. Let's start generating more business for you. And, I mean, if you're interested in Google Guaranteed, one thing is you do have to have some online presence on Google in order for you to even qualify for that program. Are you more considered...
What are the
qualifications for it? Yeah. In fact, I'll go over them with you right now. So when we're talking about, like, your services, right, you're more of what we would say a general contractor, correct?
Yeah,
that's
for the most
specialty.
Part, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now the company itself, is it actually based out of Bayville, 08721? Is that where you have it registered?
Yes.
Okay. So let me look up. So I know Google Guaranteed, just as I'm checking to see if it's available in your area. So when Google created this program, it was to make leads exclusive to you, but again, coming in the form of a phone call and not sharing it with anyone else, right? But there are requirements. So some of the requirements is they ask that you have both a license, and insurance. They might just ask for the certificate of liability insurance. They might ask for just licensing. But
yeah,
it looks
fine.
Like in your industry, okay, for your category for general contracting, they're asking for the New Jersey State Home Improvement Contractor's License. What licensing do you have right now?
Yeah, I have that. I have the HIC, and then I'm registered, and then I have the insurance.
Okay, perfect. And then and you got insurance. Awesome. So it looks like there is availability in your area, okay? So here's how it works, right? There is a one-time $250 application fee, and it takes about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved. You fill out the application. They are going to do a background check, okay? All they're looking for is if you have any felonies, right? They don't care about they don't really look at DUIs, right?
How far back do they go?
They go 7 years. 7 years.
Okay.
I had someone who had signed up, and he was like, listen, I got something on my record from when I was 18. I was just guilty by association, but I did time.
Yeah.
And I said, listen, how far back was that? He's all, well, I'm like almost 50. I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
Same thing. Mine's over 10 years ago. Angie Lee's does a background check, too. And they go back, same thing. They go back 7 years.
Okay. So then you're good. So they're going to go back 7 years, and I got that clarified. Listen, we all have a history. Some of us got a little bit more history than others, you know, but it's okay.
Yeah.
You know? So once you get approved for Google Guaranteed after they run the background check and you've submitted the application and all that, right? Once you get approved, we would follow up with you and say, okay, Demetrius, you've been approved for Google Guaranteed. Do you want us to turn on your leads? Okay. Now, your minimum monthly budget for the Google Guaranteed program, which we always start you with the minimum to get the feel of the program before you start investing more money on leads, you're looking at $626. That's going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. Your leads are $48 is your cost per lead, okay?
Okay.
Here's the kicker on it. Let's say one of those leads, okay, was outside of your services. They were calling you to remove a tree. It's not a service that you offer. So what will happen is Google will credit that lead right back to you. It's considered unqualified, okay?
Yeah.
Now, let's say you only got one lead in the month, which I've never seen that happen, but let's say you only got one lead. What's left over in that budget, in your Google Guaranteed budget, is going to roll over to the next month, which means the following month, you're only paying the $48 for the one lead that you received the month before. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay? Now, the reason that they call it Google Guaranteed is because Google does put an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that selects you. It's basically like Google is pretty much saying that, you know,
they're putting their name out there, basically.
Exactly. And it gives that potential client more comfort knowing, because when they see that Google Guaranteed profile, and it's the ones that are at the very tippy top of the page with the green check mark next to it, it'll say Google Guaranteed. On that profile page, it's going to show that you've been approved by Google, you are licensed, and you are insured. It's going to show all that. And if at any time, let's say you're going to go on vacation for a few weeks, or let's say you're bombarded with work and you want to shut them off, you just call us. We shut off the leads, and when you want them back on, we turn them back on. It's as simple as that. It's
all
a
right.
Great program. I mean, I've had some clients, I mean, I'll be honest with you, they've done both because they know that it's going to take 4 to 8 weeks for them to get approved. So some of them have done both programs, and then once they got approved for Google Guaranteed, they have the choice to either keep both programs, right? But they're paying, remember, that $4.99 a month, and also paying for the Google Guaranteed. And some of them, they've even decided, you know what, I just want Google Guaranteed, and they've dropped the other. So those are your options. I mean, it's totally up to you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm probably just going to sign up for the one now and then see how it works and then maybe go to the Guaranteed.
Yeah, honestly, in my opinion, if it were up to me, I would tell you Google Guaranteed is a really strong program. I think it's good for you to start with this one first. And then let's say if you want to start the process for the Google Guaranteed, it's just that one-time $250 application fee. You're not going to be charged for any leads until you get approved and we follow up with you first.
Yeah.
Okay? So just so you know. All right.
Okay.
So what's the best email for you, Demetrius?
Mitra, MeecharTiii@gmail.com.
Okay. MeecharT, and then it's triple I, right?
Yes.
@gmail.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to be sending you two emails, okay? So the first email that I'm sending you, it's just going to be labeled Google Advertising. It's going to have everything detailed that I mentioned that's included in the Premier Platinum package. And then it's also going to show the price is $4.99, you know, with a $99 setup fee, but it's a month-to-month program, okay? The second email, it'll be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So what that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system, okay, just so you can kind of have an idea of how it looks, right?
Okay.
So let me get these two sent over to you. Of course, my computer is just, like, lagging, you know.
I'm not going to be able to review them for, like, an hour because I'm on my way home.
That's okay.
That email.
I just sent it to you. Yeah, I just send it to you only because I want you to have it. So this way you know this is what the price is. It's not changing on me, right?
Yeah.
I just like to send it all out, okay? And then also with that email is where we send your receipt. So that's why anytime we have correspondence from you when we build the website and all that, we want to make sure that that's where we're sending everything, okay?
Okay.
And then I know I had mentioned to you as well that we were going to also include the website for you. So on that Google advertising email, it's going to say my site. So you'll know that that's the website. We call it a my site. But what it is, it's more of a customized website to fit your business. Okay? It's a really cool looking website. It's not like a landing page. This is a website where, I mean, you're able to, even if you wanted to change your photos, but I mean, of course, we're building it and we're managing it all for you. But there's even a form that they could fill out, and we consider that like a hot lead. So let's say someone didn't have time to call you and they wanted to fill out that form, you'll get that sent over to you, that information, because we don't want you missing anything at all.
Yeah.
I just sent that to you too.
And that's included in that price?
Yep. I got it for you. No additional cost. I got the approval.
Nice.
Right? I'm going to look out for you, you know?
Is that usually standard?
Standard? Typically, we do the landing page. That's standard, right? This site that's called a My Site is more of a customized website, and not every category qualifies for it. I was able to make sure that your category for general contractor qualified. So I was able to get that for you. Okay.
Okay.
Wherever I can help you to get you a little extra boost, you know what I mean, without adding additional charges, I'm going to do it straight out. I'm going to do it.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah,
no worries. Because I know that one website that you have, it was never completed, right?
Yeah, not really.
Okay. Now, Demetrius, how do you spell your name? This is just for the account purpose with us.
D-I-M.
I-T.
R-I-O-S.
O-S. Okay. And what's your last name?
A-N-D-A-M-A-S-A-R-I-S.
Okay. A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, D as in David, A as in Apple, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, R as in Robert, I as in Ice Cream, S as in Sam, right?
Yes.
And the Masarius?
Yes.
Okay. Was that close?
Yes.
Okay. And it's Demetrios, right? Is how you pronounce
Demetrios,
your name?
Yes.
Okay. Is that like Greek by chance?
Yes. Yep.
How did I know?
Yeah. I know, you got it right, though.
Okay, cool. Well, my friend, her son's dad, his father was actually full Greek. So his name is like, it's a really hard name to say, but we just call him Stevie.
That's funny. Yeah,
you're not going to believe this, but my mom, she dated a guy who was Greek. He was from Los Angeles, and she's all, you know, that could have been your potential caller. And I said, well, you didn't marry him, so obviously he wasn't.
Obviously something went wrong, right?
Yeah, that's what I told her. He's like, well, he was too young for me. I said, well, there it is there then, right?
That's funny.
Your phone number, Demetrios, can you receive text messages to this phone number?
Yeah, I also got a work phone number I would like to put on there.
Okay, perfect. So for your account purpose, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send you 3 text messages, okay? Now, I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I always like to provide my information just so that you have it for your records, okay? And then I'm also going to send you the number to our customer service. So anytime you have an update, a change, a question, or a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service. And we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So for you, we're always here 10 to 7, okay?
Okay. All right.
And then I'm also sending you a YouTube video. It's like the link it's going to have for a YouTube video that's about maybe 6 minutes long. When you have time, take a look at the video. It's actually going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. I just want you to get familiar with it, okay? Now, the best number for us to contact you on is the 732-430-6915, correct? That's the best number to reach you at, for us to reach you. Okay. What is the number that you want listed for the business on Google?
It is, hold on 1 second.
Okay, take your time.
Hold on, let's get it. I just got it.
It's okay, take your time.
It is 732.
Uh-huh.
9390-3822.
732-930-3822. That is the number to be listed for the business, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, the way that I see the company currently reading is Mechartie, M-E-E-C-H-A-R-T, and then triple I, all one word, right?
Yes.
And that's how it should be listed, correct?
Yeah, my original thing, I was going to go Mechartie because my name is Dimitri and I wanted to be the Maserati of carpentry, but then I was like...
Nice.
I didn't want to be a big deal with Maserati or whatever, so I kind of changed it to Mechartie.
Okay, I like that. Now, Google is going to be sending out a PIN code to you. It's going to come in the mail, Demetrios, and it's going to look like a postcard. It's going to have a verification code, which is going to make you the red dot on the map. I see an address that's 969 Richard Road. Is that your physical address?
I just got an office space in town zero, so I'd rather that be listed as the address.
Okay. What is the address?
It is 1415 Cooper Avenue.
Cooper?
Yes.
Okay.
Toms River, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
08757.
Okay. Okay, is it Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, or Hooper?
No, Hooper with an H.
That's what I thought. Okay. There we go. So 1415 Hooper Avenue, Toms River, New Jersey. You said it's 087. I'm getting 08753.
Yeah, that's what it is, not 7, yep.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. 08753. Now, this is like an office. It's not really like an office people visit, right?
Not really, no.
Okay, so we're going to hide the address. No one needs to know where the office is at. They don't need to see the physical address. The only time that Google wants it to show is when it's like an actual storefront that people shop
okay.
at. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, for the payment, okay, the card that you're using, is it in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
It's in the business name.
Okay. Your name's not anywhere on the card, right?
It is. My first initial and my last name's on there.
Your first initial and your last name. Okay.
Yes. And the business name.
And the business name. It's just Machardi, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the billing address for that card?
969 Richard Road.
969 Richard Road. And is that in Bayville or is it Township?
Yeah, that's Bayville, yes.
Okay. And the zip code, is it 08721?
Yes.
Okay. And is that a Visa? Is it MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
All right, 1 second.
Okay.
It is 4741.
Okay.
6540.
Uh-huh.
0646.
Okay.
9464.
Expiration month and year?
1026.
And what's the CVV code on the back?
682.
Okay. So before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification. It's going to outline our service agreement, but it's also an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing along with your invoice. Now, when I'm walking you through it, Demetrios, if there's something that you don't understand, do me a big favor and just stop me. Just say, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll go back and I'll review it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yeah, and when do I, like, build the website and talk to the people and all that?
That's a great question. So once you and I finish setting up the account, we're going to schedule a client interview for you. And the client interview, let me tell you the times that we have available tomorrow. And I'll tell you because the sooner we get you through that client interview, the faster we are moving. So in the client interview, they're going to talk to you about the website, your keywords, the areas that we're targeting, and they're going to re-verify the information that you and I verified to make sure I listed everything accurately. So tomorrow, I have appointments starting from, and I'm going to give you the time based off of your time zone, okay? I have 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and then I have 4 to 5, 5 to 6, and then 6 to 7. What time do you want?
Let me see. 1 second.
Okay.
Can we do 10 to 11?
We sure can. So let me put you down for that appointment real quick. So you're going to be receiving an email from me. It's a calendar invite letting you know that your client interview is going to be tomorrow between 10 and 11 o'clock, and they're going to call you from an 877 number. So make sure that you answer all calls within that hour, and we'll send you a reminder an hour before your client interview to let you know that it's coming up. If for some reason you need 5 more minutes, okay, answer the phone, tell them call me back in 5 minutes so that they can call you right back. I don't want you to miss this appointment. It is super important we get you through this, okay, because that means we're moving faster. So I just sent you the calendar invite. You don't need to be in front of a computer for that appointment. Just know that they're basically crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, and it could take 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. Just depends on how many questions or details you have, okay?
Okay.
Now, on your account with us, I want to put a security question for your protection with us. You have the choice between your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for your security question?
I guess my mother's maiden name.
What's your mom's maiden name?
Grenci, G-R-E-N-C-I.
G-R-E-N-T-I?
C-I.
Okay, Grenci.
Yes.
G-R-E-N-C-I. Okay. Okay, so remember what I said. If there's something you don't understand on the voice verification, just tell me what does that mean so I can review it and rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Okay, yes.
Okay, so it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Machardi LLC.
Do you want the LLC included on the business name when we're listing it on Google?
Yes.
Okay, so let me go back. So we're going to have it listed as Machardi LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Demetrius Animasaris, CEO.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, we know at times we might call you with an update on your account, and we know you might be in the middle of a job. All we ask is that you respond within 24 hours, okay? Please be aware that as you start having more presence online, Demetrius, you might get a call from another company not related to Local Splash trying to sell you another type of online product, okay? They are not us. We're never going to call you to ask you for more money. Even if someone calls you to tell you you need to pay $5 for your verification, you don't give them a dime. You take down that phone number, disconnect the call, and call us immediately, okay? Because we're not charging you more than the $4.99 a month, okay? Now, this is why we put the security question. How you are going to know if it's us calling you, just ask them, what's my security question? And they're going to hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what this means, I still like to explain it, is we're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, please give us a call so we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending more money or investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 20th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $598. So, Demetrius, this is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means is that your next payment will be charged on April 20th, 2023 in the amount of $499. So this is going to be a recurring payment. What that means, Demetrius, is that it'll automatically renew. So So once that term is completed, it's going to automatically renew each month on the 20th day in the amount of $499. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before that next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring any charges. So if you choose to cancel or pause the account, give us a call 3 business days before the 20th, so this way you're not being charged. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm doing now is I'm updating the package, and then I'm going to process the payment. So on your card, does it only read for the business name? Does it have the LLC on it as well, or just Mitchardy?
It has the LLC, yes.
It does. Okay. So I just wanted to make sure before I charge it, because it'll kick it back if it's not exact. Okay.
Yeah, no.
All right. And then you said it's only your middle and your first initial that's on there, right? D and then your last
yes.
name. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what I'm doing now is I'm just updating everything. And then we're just going to go over a couple of notes. They're just going to be basic notes for the technician just so that they know where to start from. Okay. Now, correct me, you don't have a Facebook page, right? You've never created
no.
one for the business? Okay. Do you even use Facebook at all?
I do personally, yes.
Okay. Do you want us to also build you a business Facebook page? We can if you'd like. It doesn't cost you more.
No, yes, I would.
Okay. So we'll create that for you too. All right. And then we'll go over your receipt in a couple of minutes. So I already got the business name there. Now, just what are some of the services that you're wanting to focus on right now? And they're going to go over more in detail with you. I just want to notate, like, the real, like, top ones for you so that way they can go over more in detail tomorrow.
Basically, full renovations, flooring, painting, doors, framing. Light concrete work, sheetrock, spackle, light plumbing work.
You said light concrete work, right?
Yes.
Light concrete work, light plumbing. Okay.
Windows.
Uh-huh.
I said flooring already, right?
Yeah.
Siding.
Uh-huh.
That said framing.
Uh-huh. I got framing. I got full renovations,
tile.
Flooring, painting, doors, framing, sheetrock, light concrete work, light plumbing, windows, siding.
Tile,
uh-huh.
Cabinets.
Uh-huh.
Kitchens. You can put kitchens, bathrooms.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's all I can really think of right now.
Residential and commercial or just residential?
No, both.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, and then let me do this here. So one thing I'm going to tell you is once you have your Google profile page set up, I'm going to recommend that you start having them leave you reviews on your Google profile page, okay, as opposed to your home advisor, Angie's Leads. Only because if you ever canceled with them, all those reviews are going to disappear. They'll go away.
Okay,
so I'm going to recommend, encourage them to leave your reviews on Google. I'm not saying don't leave them on Angie's Leads, but really encourage them to leave them on Google, even on both, you know?
Okay,
and then I'm putting tomorrow is Tuesday. That's your appointment. Demetrios, so how do I find you on Facebook? Is it just by your first and last name?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see if I can find you real quick. And then when it comes to, let's see, needs guest needs business. Now, when they create your business Facebook page, they're going to create it through your personal page. It's just so that you have access to it. No one's going to see your personal page, okay? And you have pictures of the work that you've done, right?
Yes.
You need a business logo, or do you have one?
No, I have one.
Okay, beautiful. The technician's going to go over with you on where to send pictures and your business logo. So with the My Site, because especially, so just so you're aware, when you're sending pictures in for us to utilize for your Google profile page and your website, if those pictures aren't good quality, like if they're too dark or it's like there's a light out on it or something, we're not going to post them because it's doing you an injustice, right? We want to make sure that we're putting quality type of photos of your work so it looks real professional. So just an FYI, if there's some pictures that you send us and they kind of look blurry or fuzzy, we're not going to post those ones because we want to make sure we're posting really good pictures for you, okay?
Okay.
And then let me see here. I'm going to see if I can find you on Facebook. Do you remember what your profile page looks like?
I think I might have found you.
Are you engaged?
Yes.
Oh, is that your little baby?
Yes.
Wow, your fiance is gorgeous. I'm not trying to be nosy, but you guys are like a perfect couple.
Thank you.
Nice. Aw. How cute.
I love
babies. How old?
Yeah. Little 2-year-old.
Oh my gosh. You got to, oh lucky you. Aw, what a blessing. Yeah. Awesome.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. You are so welcome. And then Demetrios, so you do have an option, right? So we're going to be listing the business phone number. Oh, I hear him. We're going to be listing the business phone number, okay? However, if you'd like, it doesn't cost you anything. It's just an option. We could put a tracking number instead of your actual phone number showing, but it's linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you can download from the App Store. It allows you to track your phone calls and your messages, and you can even block spam calls. Do you want the tracking number or just stick it, you know, stick with your phone number showing there?
No, that phone number is fine. I got that phone number just for work, so that's all that's
going to
be.
Okay. If you ever later on change your mind and you want the tracking number, just let us know and we can add it and it won't cost you anything. Now, I know when we talked earlier the other day about the areas that you're targeting, we had said between 10 to 15 miles. How far do you want to target? Or are there specific areas?
I want to target mainly Motion County and some Monmouth County, like the nicer areas. I'm not like
okay. So you said Motion County?
Ocean, yeah.
Oh, Ocean County, and then where else?
And then some Monmouth County, like the more expensive areas.
Okay, you're talking about the higher end areas.
Yes.
I got you. Where the money's at.
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, there's Ocean County, and then there's, so here's the counties that I'm seeing. I'm just trying to find that other one you said. There's Salem, there's, it's not Sussex, right? Sussex?
No.
Somerset?
You know what, can I always expand it? Can I leave it for Ocean County for now?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Listen, at any time you want to change the areas you're targeting, you want to go by mileage, whatever you prefer, you can go as far as 100 miles. That's the furthest they'll target, right?
Okay.
But we can start with Ocean County. That's totally up to you. If you later on want to make changes, listen, it's not going to cost you anything. We make the changes. Just let us know. Okay?
Yeah, I'll start with Ocean.
Okay. And then what is your preferred method of contact? Do you prefer for us to contact you by phone, text, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Phone and text, usually.
Phone and text. And then what are your hours of operation? Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Usually Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5.
Okay. And then I know you mentioned your license and insured. I just want to notate that so that way they already know. And then what forms of payments do you accept? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, credit cards?
Everything but PayPal and credit card.
Everything but PayPal and credit cards. Okay, so I'm going to put cash, check, Zelle, right?
Yes.
Venmo?
Yes.
Okay, what about Cash App?
Yes.
Okay. No credit card, no PayPal, right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All right, so we're almost done here. The next thing I need you to do, if you take a look at your phone or even your emails, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. And it would have came either before or after your welcome one. It'll say, Dear Demetrios, and it'll have your last name. I don't want to mess it up. And it'll say, Thank you for choosing Local Splash. It'll say initial invoice on it.
It says, Thank you for choosing Local Splash. You send a copy of an invoice to
yep,
email.
That one. Okay. Do you see where it says, Please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yes.
Click on that. And it's going to open up a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Are you on that page?
Yes.
Okay. So this is everything that we're going to do. Okay. The Google Business Profile Optimization Directory Submission, the My Site, which is a custom website. Your Google Ads is included. Google Guaranteed, you don't have, but remember, that's a product that we do offer. If that is something you want to do later on or start the process, hit me up, and then we can get you started on that, okay?
On which one? That was for the...
So Google Guaranteed.
Okay, yes.
Okay. Google Workspace, I'm going to give you a heads up on that. It is offered, but it's an additional cost. They might bring it up to you during your client interview. You do not have to accept it. But just know that if you do, it's an added cost, okay? Advanced reporting system is included in your package. You have the live client support team, which is the 877 number. That's to contact us Monday through Friday from 7 to 4. If we ever communicate to you through SMS messages, we're going to text this phone number, the 732 number, okay? 430-6915. Delivery dates. So I'm going to go over this with you real quick, okay? So starting from tomorrow, you're going to get within 6 to 10 days a PIN code in the mail from Google. It's going to look like a postcard. Demetrios, if your fiance gets it before you do, give her heads up because it'll say Google at the top. We need that PIN code as soon as you get it, okay? And you'll get that in the mail within 6 to 10 days. Actually, it's going to go to your office. So who gets the mail at your office?
Shit. That's a whole big thing. Can you send it to my address in Bayville?
I was going to say, can we send it to your address instead?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to update your address then. So that address, just remember, it's not going to show anywhere on Google, I promise you. So I'm going to switch the address to your home address. We're going to call it your home office, okay? So just let your fiance know to be on the lookout for that PIN code. And the technician will go over it with you as well, okay? Within 5 to 7 days, your Facebook page is going to be created. We're going to also get you listed on all those directories, and we're going to send you your login credentials to start logging in and tracking your results with us, okay?
Yes.
7 to 14 days, your website's going to be completed, and we're going to send it to you so you can make, you know, just review it in case you have any changes that need to be made before it goes live, and your Google Ads are going to be up and running within 7 to 14 days. Okay, those will already be live. Now, what it states in our terms and conditions there is that the first page placement in the local map, that can take between 30 to 45 days, but we do like to under-promise and over-deliver. I have seen it sometimes where it's happened sooner. As soon as you get that PIN code, either text it, you know, call me with the PIN code, or call customer support, okay, so that we get that PIN code from you. Now, on the bottom where it says payment, you'll see right there that today you were charged the $5.98, so it was a $99 setup fee. How we break it down with the $4.99, $199 is for your local SEO, right, and the management. $300 we're allocating to your Google Ads that we're managing, okay? Monthly okay. after, we just give you the breakdown. $199 plus the $300, $499 a month. Okay? Seasonal
yes.
holds, if you ever need to put it on hold because you're going on vacation or you're just bombarded with work and you just need to pause it, call us 3 business days before your next billing. Okay?
Okay.
Cancellation and refunds, you're going to check your you're going to check that box, certifying that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and all the information is true and correct. And then at the bottom, all you're doing is typing your name exactly as it reads. The date's already
Wait.
There.
That's on, where is that again?
Okay. So you see where
okay.
it says cancellation and refunds? You're going to click on the little box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. You're just certifying that it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment. And then
yeah,
on the bottom, you're just going to type your name exactly as it reads.
Yeah, confirm signature.
Yes. Now, when you do that, you should see a page pop up asking you to put a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
Yeah, I got it.
Awesome. This is where you go in to watch your reports, okay, to track your results with us. We don't have the username or password yet, so remember, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to get this email with this link, a username and a password. And you could change it to a password of your choice if you'd like. That's why I want you to watch that video when you have a little bit of downtime, okay?
Okay.
And I want to be the first, Demetrios, to welcome you to our local Splash family. I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you.
Thank you very much. I'm excited.
You
as well.
Are so welcome. So tomorrow we'll be reaching out to you. And remember, you're going to get a reminder an hour before your client interview to let you know that it's going to come up in the next hour. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Have a great evening with you and your family, and welcome to Local Splash.
Thank you very much. You as well, and I'll be talking to you shortly.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.